Susan, who else has shown up for Democrats and what races have they focused on?
Well, Democrats have also had First Lady Michelle Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The president is set to come in before the election. And they've been focusing on the top of the ticket races for governor and U.S. Senate.
Ken, what about on the Republican side?
Well, I think Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, has been in. I think Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, has also been in. And there might have actually have been others early on.
Now, I'm curious from both of you, how much do these visits really matter? Do they help at all to bring voters to the polls who might otherwise be indifferent during midterm elections? Susan, I'll come to you.
Well, this is all about trying to energize your base. As far as trying to get those undecideds to the poll, this is not an effective technique. But there's a reason why so many of these surrogates have been going to Detroit for the Democrats, because that's who the Democrats need to get to the polls.
When these surrogates or these people with national political profiles come in early, it's about primarily about raising money. But at this point, it is about turnout, energizing the base, trying to create a sense of momentum. And the base, obviously, for Republicans is Republicans. It's conservative candidates. And I think they feel that with President Obama's approval ratings not great, that they have an opportunity to do that.
So what are the risks for candidates when these national figures show up? Susan, we know that President Obama, like Ken said, his approval ratings aren't high right now. What about some of these other folks, Hillary Clinton, former President Clinton? Are there risks to have these people show up in these races?
Well, in the case of the Clintons and the First Lady, they don't have to worry about approval ratings. They're doing just fine. And so they're probably not going to hurt Mark Schauer or Gary Peters with undecided or independent voters. But they are also very popular with the Democratic base. So, you know, especially for those figures, I think Democrats think it's a win-win.
Ken, on the Republican side, you have former presidential candidate Mitt Romney. He didn't win his race. You have Chris Christie, who has had some challenges in recent months. You know, what are the risks there for candidates to associate themselves with these figures?
Well, everybody has baggage. You know, all national political figures have some baggage that they bring. And there's always a little bit of downside risk. I mean, Mitt Romney lost the election. Chris Christie's got his own problems in New Jersey. And Jeb Bush, although a popular governor in Florida, still has the last name of Bush. And the last two Bush candidates, you know, didn't do great in Michigan. So everybody's got some political baggage, but it's a calculated risk for both parties.
Ultimately, I want to know what's in it for the national figures. Is this a test of their political capital? Or, as in the case of some of the folks who are coming into the state, is it a way to gauge response for possible longer-term political goals? Susan?
Well, I think certainly for Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, these are all folks who are in the mix for 2016 for president. And Michigan is always going to be a contended state. We have 16 electoral college votes. And it doesn't matter that the 2014 election hasn't actually occurred yet. The 2016 election is well underway.
Well, one of the reasons you have all these national political figures coming in is because of the presidential election in 2 short years from now. So it's a real advantage for these Michigan candidates and campaigns that people are willing to come in.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.